USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In 2018, American energy exports alone brought down our trade deficit by $215 billion.
President Trump delivering remarks on infrastructure and energy in Louisiana. The president continued.
And we're pursuing a vision not just of energy independence, but of American energy dominance. When we get those pipelines approved, you'll see it go up 30% and 40% from already number one in the world.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will not interfere in the Senate Intelligence Committee investigation into Russia's effort to influence the 2016 elections, even after the Republican chairman subpoenaed Donald Trump Jr.
None of us tell Chairman Burr how to run his committee. I asked him to undertake this investigation of Russian collusion a couple of years ago.
This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
A disgraced former Democratic congressman has completed a criminal sentence. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Anthony Weiner was found guilty of sexting a 15-year-old girl in 2017 and was sentenced to 21 months behind bars. But he spent the last months of that term at a Bronx halfway house until his Tuesday morning release when he told reporters,
I feel like I am glad to be getting back to my family. I hope to be able to live a life of integrity and service, and I'm glad this chapter of my life is behind me.
Weiner, who was also a candidate for New York City mayor, has been ordered to register as a level one sex offender.
Five people are dead and at least 10 people are injured after two float planes crashed in southeastern Alaska.
NTSB is launching a GO team to investigate what appears to be a mid-air collision of two aircraft.
NTSB member Jennifer Homendy saying a crew is on their way to Alaska to investigate the crash. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 2% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attorney General Bill Barr has appointed a U.S. attorney to examine the origins of the Russia investigation and determine if intelligence collection involving the Trump campaign was lawful and appropriate. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz tells Fox News it's about time.
Well, look, I think it is a good development that the attorney general has assigned a U.S. attorney to investigate the origins of the Obama administration surveilling the Trump campaign. It is a very dangerous thing when law enforcement or the intelligence community is used as a political weapon, when it's used to target your political adversaries. I'll tell you, as I travel Texas, I hear from Texans all over the state, how come there's no accountability? How come the Obama administration was able to weaponize the Department of Justice and the intelligence world, the FBI? I'm very glad Attorney General Barr is demanding some accountability. We need to investigate it. We need to investigate how politicized it was. And in particular, we need to see what were the roles of the political appointees. Who signed off on it? Was it Loretta Lynch? Was it John Brennan? What was it Joe Biden? Was it President Obama himself? That kind of accountability we need to know, and the public deserves answers.
Speaking at the White House today, President Trump says his oldest son is in a tough situation.
My son spent, I guess, over 20 hours testifying about something that Mueller said was 100% okay. And now they want him to testify again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.